Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, the Pope passed away recently and it makes me wonder if there'll ever be a female Pope. If there is one, it'll probably be the last one. But technically the last Pope would be the one before that. At some point the Catholic Church will get desperate as church attendance continues to crash. They might even start allowing female priests and male nuns. I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to the trans pope of woke. Moving on, who put a man disguised as a potato on the cover of Vogue magazine? It's a gimmick because who even reads magazines these days? I think that this is Vogue's Down syndrome edition. Imagine Vogue blacklisting Melania for 10 years and then putting this on. This is up there with Sports Illustrated putting a morbidly obese woman on the cover of their swimsuit edition. And also, why is Bella Ramsey just a star for now? I'm sure that there are tons of companies out there that'll hire in the future since she looks this good. Number 3, Trump is thinking of bribing women with $5,000 to have babies, but it won't work. South Korea and Russia, as well as other countries, have tried bribing ladies to make babies, and the fertility rate has still fallen. Besides, $5,000 is only 2 months worth of daycare these days. I have to say this over and over again. The age of the extended and nuclear family is coming to an end. It's unfortunate, but eventually AI and robots will be raising kids that come out of artificial wombs. Up next, what's the first thing that comes to mind when you see this cart full of food? I think about someone that either has or will soon be getting diabetes feet, and that my tax dollars are paying for all of that on somebody's food stamps. I also think to myself, this is why it's a good idea to get RFK in charge of America's health. My response is the same one as when I realized that this woman wasn't sitting on a couch in this particular picture. Number 5, out of all the people vandalizing Teslas, this one has to be the weirdest. A licensed mental health therapist. It makes sense that a mental case is doing mental case stuff. When they catch her, she's probably going to try and avoid accountability by saying that she's only destroying Teslas for research purposes. She also probably tells her patients to key Teslas when they're frustrated. Then again, maybe she's just angry that her student loans weren't being forgiven. Moving on, illegal aliens sent $56 billion in cash remittances to their home countries last year. That's after their kids enjoyed free education, lunches, and medical care paid for by you. Why are Western countries paying for this, and when does it stop? At this point, only once the government goes bankrupt. Some people would also argue that illegals pay $100 billion in taxes, and that they can never collect Social Security. Regardless, I think the smartest thing to do is to tax or tariff foreign remittances at 25%. Number 7, breaking news, Katy Perry declares herself the Pope after reading the Bible for only 11 minutes. Laugh all you want right now, but you know that one day, this might actually be reality. Then again, maybe she was hit by some cosmic radiation in space, just like the Fantastic Four, and is able to read the whole Bible in only 11 minutes. I'm waiting for her new song. Pope of Soap made me a sinner in the shower. Up next, imagine working 9 to 5 for 50 years, and then the Fed prints 40% of the money supply during COVID, and steals 20 years of your work. It's almost as if it's all by design. But then also imagine buying Bitcoin and watching your net worth go up 5 times while everyone else loses that 40%. I hate to be a speculator investing in high-risk assets, but fiat currency has become one of the riskiest things to hold. Remember that if you're not making 10 to 15% a year on your money after tax, then you're still losing purchasing power. Number 9, going back to the human potato, is Bella Ramsey the best choice for Rogue in X-Men? Finally a real mutant in the X-Men. But before casting her as Rogue, maybe they should try and cast her as Beast first. Obviously, I don't think that anyone wants fetal alcohol syndrome Rogue, except the woman trying to wreck everything that men enjoy. Why can't we have nice things like Sydney Sweeney being Rogue? I could get behind her, but I prefer to stay in front of her so I can keep an eye on these puppies. Moving on, in Japan, single women over the age of 25 are called leftover Christmas cake, referring to items that remain unsold and no longer wanted after the 25th of December. Imagine what it would be like if we had a culture of shaming single women like this in the West. Turd-flinging monkey says that 100 years ago, men wouldn't marry a woman who wasn't a virgin. 70 years ago, they wouldn't marry a divorcee. 40 years ago, they wouldn't marry a single mom. 10 years ago, they wouldn't marry a former corn star. And then men keep lowering their standards as women keep getting worse. Number 11, Bitcoin is now the 5th largest financial asset by market capitalization. Not bad for a digital beanie baby. When it reaches $175,000 a coin, it'll be bigger than Apple. I predict that someday it's probably going to be bigger than gold. It's probably nothing, though. Just a digital Ponzi scheme that's going to go away very soon. Don't pay it any attention. But seriously, it doesn't go up in price in a straight line. It might drop down to number 20 in the asset list, or hit number 1 or number 2. Who knows? Up next, here are teenagers in 2040 wondering why no one in their generation was born in August. I guess that in 2040, No Nut November isn't a thing anymore, and no one talks about it. Either that or No Fap November. Then again, at the rate we're going, there won't be that many teenagers in 2040, with the fertility rate crashing so much. Could it also be the women that swore an oath in November when Trump won that they wouldn't have sex? Number 13 is an age-old question: is freedom more important than safety? Ben Franklin said yes, and if you trade freedom for safety, you deserve neither. Truth be told, that freedom is mostly important to men, and women value safety more. Or is it that women want freedom for themselves and want men to provide safety for them? Good old Benny Franklin also meant liberty and not freedom. Franklin is the only president of the United States who was never the president of the United States. Moving on, remember to check your white guy privilege, guys. Even when a dark-skinned individual ends your son and gets a check for $500,000 from George Soros. I wouldn't be surprised if the people wanting to destroy the West will start donating hundreds of thousands of dollars to every minority man's GoFundMe when they end a white dude. It's moral hazard. At some point, if this continues, another Austrian painter might finally make his appearance. Number 15, Rosie O'Donnell was considering moving back to the United States, saying life in Ireland is hard. How is it that hard? She's rich. Maybe the prospect of Conor McGregor becoming the new Irish Prime Minister scared her. But we all know why it's hard for her. Because no one pays her any attention. It could also be that she's overwhelmed with joy, as all the Africans in rich Ireland. Maybe it's the gloomy weather too. There are good reasons why most of the world's Irish are no longer in Ireland. Up next, here's all a man needs to live peacefully. It's just missing a mini fridge and a doggo or caddo, and then it's perfect. As well as maybe a pile of cash and a Glock in the corner. Also, don't forget the most important part about putting a shoebox under that television. And I see only one sock. Poor guy needs another. The only other issue I have is with that air mattress. They're great when you want to sleep on the floor, but not right away. Number 17 looks like gay pride isn't popular anymore. The city of Toronto is providing $350,000 of emergency funding for the Pride Parade, after multiple sponsors pulled out earlier in the year. No pun intended. The city will make up the shortfall. Looks like they'll be raising my taxes to pay for this. Also, our mayor here and the city councilors voted to increase their own salaries by 24% this year. Meanwhile, they brought up our property taxes up 10% this year to pay themselves, and gave money to the Pride Parade. Moving on, what's something a woman does that makes her instantly unattractive to you? Tattoos turn me off completely. I don't get turned on by land whales who have more tattoos than 19th century whalers. Being fat, disagreeable, talking about their horoscope, that if they're lazy, have fruity colored hair, are feminists and so much more, instantly turn me off. Not to mention single mothers and women with nose rings. I think that takes off about 99% of women out of there. Number 19, this so-called model gets arrested after getting caught making spicy content at a Bucky's gas station. That's no model. That's a six drinks later regret, and I don't want to know what she was doing with the beaver nuggets that they provide. I know that women are all about that beaver, but damn, no pun intended. I can't fault her taste for gas stations, though. Looks like they really have everything at Bucky's. Their restrooms are also the cleanest by far. I get why she chose them. Probably cleaner than the one in her house. Up next, a woman bought her husband a new wallet, and she's upset because he has no desire to switch over. She wonders if it's a universal thing that men not wanting to give up their own faithful wallet that's even falling apart. We men have our own style. Imagine how pissed off women would be if men dressed them like Barbie dolls. Maybe if she got him the exact same wallet but a new one, he would have updated it. I update my wallets, but only once the old wallet falls apart. And I get one that looks exactly or pretty close to the old one. A black one with a small change purse built in. Number 21, women think that if they ignore us all day to tell us they're mad, that we will suffer. Meanwhile, we just enjoy a nice quiet day for a change. The key is to pretend to be sad when she gives you the cold shoulder. And then when she's not looking, go and have a good time. How messed up are relationships that the best days are the ones where the woman you're with doesn't even talk to you? Go your own way, gentlemen. Moving on, what's the first thing that comes to mind when you see her? My thought is to stay the hell away from this human chipmunk. And what the hell does it think it sees in its own reflection? She probably thinks she's gorgeous even though she looks like something out of a horror film. When I see someone looking like this, I realize that there are great plastic surgeon salesmen out there. I think I saw this in an old Twilight Zone episode. Number 23, here's what black families look like when their son ends a white kid instead of a black kid. It's still too early to call it, but I think that is a trend out there that's going to catch on. And it's going to be open season on crackers for cash. And the worst part about all of this is that the IRS doesn't have a right to any of that money. It's all tax-free. So you take a white life, and you don't even have to pay tax on your earnings. Up next, Emmy says that it's okay for men to cheat a little if they take care of you and make you happy. Remember, guys, that according to surveys, women value kindness, fidelity, and intelligence in men the least. Plus, they don't have trouble sharing a man if he's one of the top guys. Also, when she says that all he needs to do is take care of them and make her happy, what that really means is cash and nothing else. It's always a lot worse when a woman cheats. Number 25 and the last one, do men also hit the wall? They do if they're chads and do enough drugs, and not to mention that this poor soul saw Whoopi Goldberg naked. Then again, this is what I looked like before and after I got into crypto. In Mickey Rourke's defense, he was a boxer for many decades. So that's why his face looks like it was pulverized and beaten up like the back end of a pickup truck. He also looks better than 72-year-old women out there that haven't hit a literal wall. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day and cheers.